104.7, Andy and Mel. It is going to be hot today, up to 100. Don't burn anything at all. Internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
The only thing preventing me from smashing my alarm clock this morning is the fact that it's my cell phone.
We have a couple guests in studio from the Race for the Cure, Susie and Amanda. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, now
talk right into the microphone when you
talk.
It's
meant to be addressed.
You can move it down if you need to.
Have either of you ever done bluegrass music?
I can honestly say no.
Okay. Your technique would have been perfect for bluegrass, but
yes,
in our application, it's you kind of have
I'll
to be right
that.
On top of it. So if you ever get into bluegrass karaoke, there you
bluegrass
go.
Bluegrass karaoke.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds horrible.
That would be terrible.
All right. So Race for the Cure, it's coming up here.
It is. Sunday, September 30th in downtown Sioux Falls at Falls Park.
And what kind of route are we running here in the race?
We are going to do a 5K, which is 3.1 miles. You can walk it, you can run it, you can stroll it, and it's essentially going to go up and down Phillips Avenue.
Oh, okay, so you won't get lost or anything.
You won't get lost. It'll be well-marked. We're going to start right by the farmer's market area of Falls Park and kind of come up and down Phillips Avenue with a few little detours to get the distance in and not cross railroad tracks in downtown.
Good idea.
Yeah.
It was a little challenging.
Probably a good call. I got stuck behind a train yesterday.
Ugh. Not fun. So this is going to be the kickoff then, of course, to Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
It is.
Yes. And then so if they want to do this, they want to register. And like you said, they don't have to run. They can walk or stroll. Where would they go to do that?
Registration will be online this year. And you can go to comensouthdakota.org. Important to spell out South Dakota. And Komen is K-O-M-E-N. So comensouthdakota.org. There's a tab for the Race for the Cure. Easy to register with a point and click.
So about how much money do you guys raise here with your race here in town each year?
This will be our first year in Sioux Falls.
It's the first year of it.
Yeah, well, it's our fifth race. It's been in Vermilion the last few years. We've been very blessed to, you know, that it was a great opportunity to start our race. And so we decided to keep true to our mission. You know, we need to keep growing and raising more funds for us to put back, you know, right here in our state and also to national research as well. So this will be our first year in Sioux Falls. We usually raise a couple $100,000.
Nice.
Wow.
And 75% of that actually goes right back into our state of South Dakota. And then the other 25% goes to National Breast Cancer Research. So,
what kind of things does the money do then here in South Dakota?
We fund different grantees throughout our state, and what they typically do is provide mammograms or education to uninsured men and women throughout our state. So those areas that really have a need, and we do have people from all over the state. The All Women Count is one of our largest grant recipients. The Falkton Medical Clinic, the Vukurevich Cancer Center, Sanford and Avera, both are grant recipients of ours throughout our state. And so that's one of the things that we're really excited about is, you know, we want to raise money here, and we want to be able to give back and serve those people who are really in need right here in our state.
One thing I remember a couple of years ago, the first time I heard about it was, and it freaked me out, and at the same time, I'm like, huh? The number of men that get breast cancer, I mean, it isn't super prevalent. It's obviously more prevalent in women, but I mean, how many men on average get it?
Well, statistics show that approximately 410 men will die from breast cancer in the U.S. in 2012. And so although it's, you know, not as high as women, it is prevalent in men.
It happens.
It does.
It
does happen.
Yeah.
And so this is not just a woman's disease. And that's what we like to make sure we educate people on as well, that men also need to be aware of their history and kind of know their normal. That's what we tell everybody is know your normal. And so if you notice changes, whether you are a male or female, you need to go get it checked out. That it's not.
So they should probably do a check in the shower, kind of like us females are told to do. They could probably Google it or whatever, and they could check as well.
They really should. Yeah. And, you know, it's easier for men because they get to walk around without their shirt on.
Right,
so,
right.
You know, it's easier for them to
we
notice
had that
differences.
Story yesterday, actually.
But everybody, everybody needs to know their body and know their normal. And if they see changes, they need to go and seek medical advice, but also know your history. If a male has a history of breast cancer in their family, then they should also be aware because they are at a higher risk as well.
So even if they had like a mom that maybe had breast cancer or something, that they would
mom,
be probably
grandma.
More prevalent then?
Yep, exactly. So they're at a higher risk of getting breast cancer.
Gotcha.
Susan G. Komen, Race for the Cure, South Dakota. It happens Sunday, September 30th at Falls Park. Get registered at ComanSouthDakota.org. And I got to look. I'm sorry. Susie, Amanda. Thank you so much. You forgot their names again. I did. I'm sorry. I suck at this.
That should be a drink.
All right. Thanks for coming in.
Bye.
Thank you.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel. Hot 104.7.
This is
Hollywood Dirt.
Hot 104.7.
Nicki Minaj claims that she's voting for Mitt Romney, but she doesn't appear to be registered. And she may not even be a citizen. She has yet to elaborate on the situation. Nicki Minaj also tells Rolling Stone that she's non-bisexual, non-drug dealing rapper with an abusive father who once tried to burn down the family home with her mother inside.
Whoa.
Yeah, yikes. Puddle of Mud singer Wes Gatlin threw a drunken tantrum on a flight, forcing them to make an emergency landing. He was arrested for public intoxication and interference with a flight crew, and he is currently in an Austin jail. Billy Joe Armstrong is out of the hospital and back in the States. The paparazzi caught up with him at the airport. While they were videotaping, he whispered, "My voice is gone." So still no word on exactly why he was rushed to the hospital, though. And Thursday's MTV Video Music Awards will air an hour earlier than usual, so it doesn't conflict with President Obama's speech in the Democratic National Convention. By the way, E! News claims that Rihanna and Chris Brown will be sitting in the same row at the VMAs, just 7 seats apart. But last we heard that Chris's people say that he wasn't going to be there. So I guess we'll have to wait to see. And that's The Dirt. You can find out more by going to hot1047.com.
Football starts tonight, too. NFL, they moved that to Wednesday instead of the normal Thursday because of the convention or whatever. Hot Shell Ray, like it like that. It's hot.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, morning. We're going to top out at 77 today. 65 right now. And 934. Well, Apple's supposed to be having some big to-do about some big announcement coming up here. September 12th iPhone announcement or whatever. Apple's confirmed it's almost here. Special launch event. Everybody's expecting the iPhone 5 to be announced on the 12th.
Oh, okay.
Is the big deal.
All right.
And for the Apple nerds, they're going nuts. They are going insane right now. They're already camping out in front of stores.
OMG!
To get their hands on it. Nobody knows anything about the iPhone 5. The main thing is that it's supposed to be a 4G phone.
Okay.
Because they came out with the iPhone 4S with Siri, mm-hmm. and it wasn't 4G.
So it's pretty much just going to be like
So you got a chick 4G. Voice in your phone for upgrading. There were some other things, too. I think the camera got better or whatever, but...
That's important to have a good camera.
Anyway. So yeah, they're going absolutely nuts for it right now, but there's another product that is likely going to be introduced at this big deal on the 12th. They don't realize it's being introduced, but it is being introduced. And we actually got a request for this cause we played it right away at 6 o'clock. And then I wanted to wait until the kids were back in school.
Yeah, Nick was like, play it.
I played it again. So here you go.
Apple has announced yet another of their top secret product events, at which it's expected the iPhone 5 will be introduced. And if you're already camping out at the Apple Store, then this new phone is especially for you. Introducing the iMadouche. The iMadouche announces loud and clear exactly who and what you are. Because embedded in the iMadouche's gazillion G technology is a beacon that alerts anyone with any other phone that you're right around the corner.
Douche alert, douche alert, douche alert.
So if you really need to sit and brag about all the things your new phone can do, you'll have to do it by yourself. You know, the same way you have sex. The iMadouche. From Apple, we know douchery.
There you go, Nick.
I love it. The alarm is the best part about that.
Here's the thing. I am so torn. I'm ready to upgrade.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a little torn because I love if my Android phone worked the way it was supposed to, I would love it.
I've been having troubles with mine lately, too, and it's weird.
Did you update the software?
I don't know, maybe.
Never update the software.
I might have. I did updates, and ever since then... like
if you get a version of it that's working the way it's supposed to, unless there's some major update, like when the update came out that I actually got Flash video on my phone, I took that one because I wanted to be able to watch videos and stuff.
Right.
But I have had the last update it got, and of course there hasn't been one since because no one's selling this phone anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It ruined the GPS. GPS is virtually non-existent.
My GPS is good.
Yeah.
The only issue I have is Facebook, which you know is would be driving me crazy, which it is.
Yeah. I don't have troubles with Facebook.
I'll post a status, and then it won't publish it. So I have to type the whole status all over again.
I copy everything just in case. So that I can repaste it.
It's driving me crazy.
The one thing, though, that... Okay, the one upside that has me actually considering an iPhone when I do get my next phone...
Is Siri?
No.
Oh.
As hot as she sounds.
I know. That's why I would want one, just for that.
And I want her to call me Rock God. But
hello,
Rock God. The reason I am tempted to get an iPhone is because there's only one iPhone. There's 100 different Android phones made by 20 different companies.
It's true.
There's only one iPhone.
It's true.
So if there's something screwy with an app, you only have to fix it for one phone. You don't have to fix it for 50.
Right.
Like there's some apps that would be broke on my phone that would work great on yours,
mm-hmm.
and vice versa. And so that is the one drawback, but I am so addicted to my Gmail that I don't want to give it up my auto-syncing calendars. And I'm sure you can do it on the iPhone. But
okay, I was going to say, I
already know it's perfect on my phone. That's the one thing that I don't have problems with is my calendar and email.
Mine's all screwed up right now.
That's the most important thing on my phone.
Mine's all screwed up right now because I changed my password.
Don't change your password. All you got to do is change it in your phone.
No, I tried. It okay. won't allow you to do so.
It won't allow you to change the password?
Nope. So now it's all screwed up, but now I can't get my calendar.
Remove the count and add it back.
I have to clear out everything in my phone for that to work, apparently. You have to do a reset.
What?
Mm-hmm.
I had that problem with after I had an update. That's what it is, because I had a whole bunch of broke stuff after I did a software update, like massive, not just an app update. It was like the whole system updated.
Yeah.
And I had to do a hard reset, which basically means deleting everything in your phone.
Which, as long as I have my pictures still, which I should still
those won't go
on
away.
There,
no, those are on your...
Then I might be okay with it. So I might have to do that because it's really annoying not having my Gmail hooked up with my calendar like you have it. I had it that way before.
Yeah.
It's annoying now that it doesn't work.
I'm sorry about that. That's frustrating.
It is frustrating.
This has been Nerd Talk.
It's like the whole key fob thing all over again.
It's like putting iOS on an Android phone. This is silly. Heroes of the day are next. Hang on. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 9:53. Tomorrow on the show, we'll have Psychic Tiff on just after 8 o'clock. If you got a question you want to ask Psychic Tiff, then be ready to holler right at 8 o'clock. Also, The Voice, we will be giving away another $100 iTunes gift card and get you entered to win the iPod Touch and Beats by Dre, or Beats Studio headphones, I think is how it's supposed to be.
I think so. By Dre.
Beats Studio, TM, headphones.
Trademark.
Inside joke there. Let's do heroes. Every town needs a hero. Heroes of the day, Mel, go.
So you've got $1,200 in counterfeit $50 bills. What's the first thing you buy?
Fast food.
You're right. On Sunday night, 35-year-old Larry J. Jones of Buffalo, New York, decided to take all that counterfeit money and go buy himself some French fries.
The guy that did it here went to McDonald's.
I know.
I don't get it.
I don't know. Maybe he made the clerk at the restaurant suspicious because he was trying to buy a few dollars worth of fries with a 50. Maybe he made the clerk suspicious because they're really bad forgeries. But either way, the clerk told security. They held Larry until the cops could come. After a brief window of time, Larry decided to eat the counterfeit money and destroy the evidence. Guess he was hungry because he didn't get his fries. Yeah. The security guard got the bills out of his mouth before he could properly chew and swallow them. Larry was arrested for criminal possession of a forged instrument and tampering with physical evidence, which are felonies.
Now, I could be a carjacker. I don't want to be, but I would be a better carjacker than this guy.
Okay.
Because I have all the skills required.
Okay.
This guy does not.
Alrighty.
Around 1:30 a.m. on Monday, 18-year-old Jamel Wilson of Knoxville, Tennessee, and a juvenile, whose name was not released, carjacked the guy. They pulled a gun, the driver got out of the car, and they got in. There was one problem. Neither one of them knew how to drive a stick.
Oh.
I can drive a stick. These clowns can't.
I can drive a stick.
The make and model of the car were not released. All we know is that it had a manual transmission. And when the guys couldn't figure out how to use the clutch or shift gears, they got out and ran away! The cops quickly caught up with them. Both were arrested.
How do you not know how to drive a stick?
Well, some people don't. They're not as common as they used to be.
I guess. But growing up, like our age,
we had We had two stick shift vehicles and one automatic when I was getting my driver's license. So
I
learned back then.
Well, I had to learn on my car because my first car was a stick shift.
Yeah.
That's how I learned.
There you go. Time for us to scoot. Ben is in next. He's got the hot lunch all request coming up at noon. We got to go. Have a good one.
Hot 104.7.com.